My beloved brothers and sisters and friends, I have lived a long time. As I look back over my life, I recognize one source of singular strength and blessing. It is my testimony and knowledge that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior, and Redeemer of all mankind. I am profoundly grateful that all of my life I have had a simple faith that Jesus is the Christ. That witness has been confirmed to me hundreds of times. It is the crowning knowledge of my soul. It is the spiritual light of my being. It is the cornerstone of my life. As one of the least among you, but in my calling as one of his apostles, I testify that of the Christ as our Savior and the Redeemer of the world. Since this testimony has been forged by a lifetime of experiences of necessity, this requires my relating experiences, which are very personal in nature. But this testimony is mine, and I feel that the Savior knows that I know that he lives. The first cornerstone of my testimony was laid a long time ago. One of my early recollections was having a frightening nightmare as a small child. I still remember it vividly. I must have screamed in fright during the night. My grandmother woke me up. I was crying, and she took me in her arms, hugged me, and comforted me. She got a bowl of some of my favorite rice pudding that was left over from dinner, and I sat on her lap as she spoon-fed me. She told me that we were safe in our house because Jesus was watching over us. I felt it was true then, and I still believe it now. I was comforted in both body and soul and went peacefully back to bed, assured of the divine reality that Jesus does watch over us. That first memorable experience led to other strong confirmations that God lives and that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Many of these came in response to earnest prayer. As a child, when I lost things such as my precious pocket knife, I learned that if I prayed hard enough, I could usually find it. I was also able to find the lost cows I was entrusted with. Sometimes I had to pray more than once, but always my prayers seemed to be answered. Sometimes the answer was no, but most often it was positive and confirming. Even when it was no, I came to know that in the Lord's great wisdom, the answer I received was for my best good. My faith continued to grow as building blocks were added to the cornerstone, line upon line and precept upon precept. There are far too many of these to be chronicled individually. Some are too sacred to utter. These early seeds of faith sprouted still further. When, as a young Aaronic priesthood boy, I received a first-hand confirmation of the remarkable testimony of the three witnesses concerning the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon. My stake present was President Henry D. Moyle, and his father was James H. Moyle. In the summertime, Brother James H. Moyle would visit his family, and he would worship with us in our little ward in the southeast of Salt Lake Valley. One Sunday, Brother James H. Moyle shared with us a singular experience. As a young man, he went to the University of Michigan to study law. As he was finishing his studies, his father told him that David Whitmer, one of the witnesses of the Book of Mormon was still alive. The father suggested to his son that he stop on his way back to Salt Lake City to visit with David Whitmer face to face. Brother Moyle's purpose was to ask him about his testimony concerning the Golden Plates and the Book of Mormon. During that visit, Brother Moyle said to David Whitmer, "Sir, you are an old man and I am a young man. I have been studying about witnesses and testimonies. Please tell me concerning the truth of your testimony as one of the witnesses of the Book of Mormon." David Whitmer then told this young man, "Yes, I held the golden plates in my hands, and they were shown to us by an angel. My testimony concerning the Book of Mormon is true." David Whitmer was out of the church, but he never denied his testimony of the angel's visitation, of handling the golden plates, or of the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon. Hearing with my own ears this remarkable experience directly from Brother Moyle's lips had a powerful confirming effect upon my growing testimony. Having heard it, I felt it was binding upon me. One of the foundation stones of my testimony came when I served my first mission in Brazil as a young man. At that time, our labors were unfruitful and difficult. We could not envision the great outpouring of the Spirit of the Lord, which has come in that country and its neighboring countries of South America, Central America, and Mexico in the intervening years. 6 years ago, there was only one stake in all of these countries. Now there are 643 stakes in Latin America. I believe it is only the beginning. What has happened is beyond my wildest hopes and dreams. It is one of the many miracles we have seen. It is my witness that all of this could not have happened without the divine intervention of the Lord, who is watching over this holy work, not only in Latin America, but in all of the countries of the world. In my long life, I have found peace and joy and happiness beyond my fondest hopes and dreams. One of the supreme benedictions of my life has been my marriage to an elect daughter of God. I love her with all my heart and soul. Upon the wind of her spirit have my wings been carried. We were married in the Salt Lake Temple 57 years ago when I was a soldier in World War II and did not know if I would come back alive. Her strong, unwavering faith and support have strengthened my own testimony in times of challenge and difficulty. My inevitable eternal journey, if I am so favored, will be wonderful with her at my side. Another great blessing in my life is to have had children come into our family, even though we thought we might never have any. Our joy has increased with our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Only by the power of her priesthood blessing did this come about. Along with the blessings, however, I have known some difficult challenges and heartaches. I am grateful for the lessons learned in these adversities. As a young man, I lived through the Great Depressions when banks failed and so many lost their jobs and homes and went hungry. I was fortunate to have a job at a canning factory that paid 25 cents an hour. That may have been all I was worth. but it helped me get my education. I served 3 long years in the military in World War II. At one time, when we were in peril of our ship capsizing in a horrendous storm in the Pacific, I put myself in the Lord's hand and fervently promised Him that if I survived, I would try to serve Him all of the days of my life. At times, I have stumbled and been less than I should have been. All of us experience those wrenching, defining, difficult decisions that move us to a higher level of spirituality. They are the Gethsemanes of our lives that bring with them great pain and anguish. Sometimes they are too sacred to be shared publicly. They are the watershed experiences that help purge us of our unrighteous desires for the things of the world. As the scales of worldliness are taken from our eyes, we see more clearly who we are and what our responsibilities are concerning our divine destiny. I humbly acknowledge that these many experiences have nurtured a sure knowledge that Jesus is our Savior and Redeemer. I have heard His voice and felt His influence and presence. They have been as a warm spiritual cloak. The wonder of it is that all who conscientiously strive to keep the commandments and to sustain their leaders can receive this same knowledge in some measure. The privilege of serving in the cause of the Master can bring great satisfaction and inner peace. The united testimonies of faith of the early church members brought them from Palmyra to Kirtland and from Nauvoo to Salt Lake Valley. Eventually, that faith will establish this work all over the world. That strength of testimony and faith moves the work of God forward in such a marvelous way. The power of the Lord is in this work, as evidenced in the wonderful happenings in our time. Resident Gordon B. Hinckley presides over what is possibly the greatest number of faithful people who ever lived upon the face of the earth. I testify that he is a truly great prophet. He needs faithful followers. The great strength of this church comes from our collective and individual testimonies, born of our own trials and faithfulness. The faithfulness of the saints has permitted this great conference center to be built and dedicated in the name of the Lord on this historic day. It is unique in all the world. So wondrous and great are the works of the Lord in our time. As a people, we are not yet what we ought to be. Far from it. However, I hope we will strive harder to become a more righteous people, worthy to continue to receive the blessings of heaven. The acceleration of temple building in our time has been marvelous. Through the prophetic vision of President Hinckley, we now have many temples that dot many lands on the earth. This remarkable achievement has been made possible because of faithful tithe payers. This in turn has caused the Lord to redeem His promise spoken through Malachi, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out you a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. All of these exquisite holy edifices are a testimony of our testimony and belief that the Savior broke the bands of death and opened up the way for us to enter into covenants that will be binding in another world. Like Alma, I can testify, all things denote that there is a God. Yea, even the earth and all things that are upon the face of it, yea, and its motion, Yea, and also all the planets which move in their regular form do witness that there is a supreme creator. In the revelations of the prophet Joseph Smith that I know to be true, the Savior testified of himself in these words, I am the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and the Father and I are one. The Lord has promised that every soul who forsaketh his sins and cometh unto me and calleth on my name and obeyeth my voice and keepeth my commandments shall see my face and know that I am. When I was called to the holy apostleship many years ago, my sure witness prompted me to testify on that occasion in these words. I understand that the chief requirement for the holy apostleship is to be a personal witness of Jesus as the Christ and the divine Redeemer. Perhaps on that basis alone, I can qualify. This truth has been made known to me by the unspeakable peace and power of the Spirit of God. Since accepting that call many years ago, my certain witness has been greatly magnified. This is because of my undeniable testimony that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. My greatest desire is to be true and faithful to the end of my days on this earth. That we may all do so, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.